The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are once again speaking with Dan Gorder, who is the founder of the Village of the Future.Earth, which aims to find a new way of living and in order to rebirth a new Earth paradigm through a new eco-village in Brazil. And for this episode, and actually to backtrack a little bit, we were first introduced to back in May and did our first kind of introductory podcast with him. And now we're going to dive in a little bit deeper and get an update on the Village of the Future, talk about his love of Mother Earth, and much more. And Don, welcome back.
Thank you, Matthew. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. And once again, if you don't mind, please remind our listeners a bit more about yourself and your background. You're definitely a very interesting person from our perspective.
So a little background, I have had a very diverse life. I started as a car mechanic. I've studied as an aircraft engineer and worked as such. And after that, I've followed the path of shamanism, and I've lived in the Amazon for a while and studied with the local tribes around plant medicine work. So I also provide energetic work. And the last couple of years, I was running a company called Tripreneurs, and we were bringing purpose-driven individuals together in mastermind groups. And yeah, all of this was to facilitate the emergence of a network of heart-centered people in order to co-create something like the Village of the Future. Well, that's kind of exploded the last couple of months. So it's been amazing.
Well, good. Perfect segue. Yeah. Please give us an update on the Village of the Future. We were certainly very excited to speak with you back in May. And like you said, sounds like a lot has happened over the past few months, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the group that we came in contact with in Brazil last March, this March, really has a really substantial mission, a very big mission on the Earth, which is to create 144 light cities, as they call it. And this is very much in line with the vision of the Village of the Future. So it's about creating living environments that are, I would say, really new paradigm way of life, where everything is circular, transparent, decentralized power structures, open source, and definitely circular and regenerative for the Earth. So that's the goal of those living environments. And yeah, through that process, we were really invited here in Holland to create the organizational structure around it, to bring, let's say, corporate professionals together in an environment where we can facilitate the emergence of the infrastructure that's necessary to match projects with people who all have this same mindset of really constructing the new Earth, as we call it. And one element that we are developing is a tech platform, a new social platform, where we can present projects and match them with the right individuals. We're launching on the 1st of September. So in a little over 3 weeks, we'll be live. And over the last months, we've had various events, Zoom events, personal interviews with project leaders, really to figure out what are the pain points of these project initiators who want to build cities or regenerative economical models or a different way of relating together, but also the best of co-creation in 2020 when it comes down to holacracy, sociocracy, all those kinds of things, to bring that all together on that platform and make that available for everybody.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great update there. And, you know, one thing popped into my mind, this is certainly an ambitious effort. And I've certainly been involved in different community focused things within the town that I live in Vermont. And I do know that lots of things are done by committee. Lots of things take a long time. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and it's often challenging to really streamline new projects, whatever it may be for a town. And this is a huge, huge effort here. And just wanted to see how you're kind of overcoming these operational challenges to really pave a smooth road ahead for you.
I think the main lesson learned in all of this is that we are playing Champions League, and we can only win that by involving Champions League players. Nice. I think that's the main beauty I see happening in this project, that the people who are joining and connecting with this are very evolved beings, not only in their personal leadership, but also with their heart skill set. So they are able to operate quite autonomously, take initiative, are assertive, and they are just constantly producing amazing outputs. And therefore, the project is really going forward.
That's great. Congratulations. Yeah, having a rock solid team with talent and passion is the way to go. That's great. Yeah. And yeah, tell us a little bit more about this tech platform that's launching on September 1st. Do you have a name for it and branding and all that good stuff?
Yep. It's called GaiaNet. And surprise, surprise, we're hosting this on GaiaNet.earth. So another one for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. We will definitely do a follow-up with you. And that's so funny because as you saw in my questions I sent to you, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, is about the value of Mother Earth / Mother Gaia. And it just so happens that is the name of the platform. I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. And is this more of like a social networking type of a platform, collaboration, sharing? What's kind of the nuts and bolts behind it?
Initially, yes. Initially, we're launching on a so-called short-term solution, which is called Mighty Networks. It's something like Facebook, but you can customize it much more and you can create your own private groups. So our goal is to just use the basic functionality of presenting projects and presenting people with their profile so they can be matched together. As that community is going to grow and build and emerge, we are on the background developing a tech team that's going to build the actual full service platform over the course of the next 6 to 12 months. And that will have the same initial functionality, showcasing projects and matching them with the right people. But as this platform evolves further, it aims to become the central nervous system of these cities of light, meaning it will distribute resources, connect people, and basically present everything that's needed for co-creation, from organizational structure to financial models to skill sets, networks, all of that. But it will be much more advanced than only a resource, you know, human resource platform in the end.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I look forward to seeing that. And certainly, please keep us posted on it when it goes live. And I know you and I will be connecting to coordinate another podcast. And I'd love to promote that for you all. And speaking of Mother Gaia, let's talk about just overall about Mother Earth. Obviously, you're connected. You have a love for it. We are connected. Everybody at the Dot Earth domain certainly feels this way. I guess, where did your love for Mother Earth come from? And I imagine the village of the future is really grounded in Gaia, right?
Yeah, totally, completely. I guess that it initially happened in 2014 during my very first ayahuasca ceremony. Before that, I always had a love for nature and for the environment. But I think I still saw the planet at the time as just a ball of dirt in space. But during that ceremony, for the listeners who are not familiar with that, ayahuasca is a hallucinogen from the Amazon rainforest used by the tribes who've been living there. It's been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And it brings you in a certain altered state of consciousness, kind of like a trance. And what it does, it kind of deactivates the default mode network in your brain, kind of shuts down your ego and opens your mind and your being to more subtle energies that are in the universe. And in that ceremony, at some point, I was lying on my belly on the ground, and all of a sudden, I could feel the heartbeat of the earth, and I really connected with the spirit of our planet, and then there was this wave of unconditional love that just rained down on me, and it was the love of the planet that she has for humanity, and it's blindingly beautiful. It's really this mother energy that the planet has for our species.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I think for many of us, not even needing the plant-based medicine, it's something that all people should strive for, to have that connection to Mother Earth. And in many ways, modern society, and I think we talked about this last time, you're not as connected. Your default mode is much more into, you know, a different reality. And it sounds like Village of the Future really wants to, and I love that default mode thing that you mentioned. Village of the Future certainly wants to help the globe erase the default mode, right?
Yeah. Transition to a state of being that we realize that we are really all connected. We're all related, not even the people only, but the plants and the animals and the rocks, and everything has life force. Yeah. And like you say, you definitely don't need plant medicine to experience that, you know, and through meditation, nature walks, vision quest, trance dance. Oh, there's a million different ways on the planet to get out of your head, get into your body, and feel connection with everything around you.
Yeah. And I think that that's a great point there. All those other things, because, you know, the average person might not be you might be scared off by plant-based medicine, but man, plan your next vacation for a long hike and camping in the woods and then meditate for a few hours in the woods and see how you
change
and feel that
energy. Totally, right?
Yeah. That's kind of all you really need to do. Awesome. So I know we talked about the future vision for Village of the Future last time when we spoke in May, but is there any new future vision or updates to your future vision since we last spoke?
It's become really clear that the Village of the Future for me in my life, in this life, is kind of like my final destination. It's kind of like my retirement home. That's what it's becoming. And what I mean by that is that there's work to be done before I get to arrive in the Village of the Future. And that work is to create the mother city in Alto Paraíso in Brazil first, as a first model, and then to scale that over the planet. In the end, that was the vision of the Village of the Future. So the vision of the actual Village of the Future will still remain intact, but I just have to reschedule my own timeline. I figured I'd be living there in the next 5 to 10 years, but I'm going to have to be a bit more patient. It's more likely going to be in 20 years from now because there's other work that needs to be done first.
Yeah, that's great. And I like how you equate that to your retirement plan, because most people have for their retirement plan, you know, save up enough money so they don't work. And, you know, in my perspective, most of the retirement plans that people have just lead to boredom and isolation. Your vision of retirement is a beautiful thing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, Don, it's always great connecting with you. We feel like you're one of our kind of Dot Earth domain friends and family. You've certainly become friends with us and really love speaking with you and find it really inspirational when we talk. And before we sign off for this episode, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, for anybody who's listening and who's curious, yeah, sure. Definitely as per the 1st of September, 2020, GaiaNet.Earth will be live. And we're opening the onboarding onto the social platform for anybody who wants to create a new world where there's harmony and abundance for our children's children. So for the next 7 generations to come, really. So feel free to join and to check out the platform and to come say hi there. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, we will certainly be checking it out, Don. And we will be talking with you further in our next podcast episode once this launches. And really appreciate your time today. And for all of our listeners, once again, we spoke with Don Gorder, who is the founder of the Village of the Future.Earth, which, as we spoke, aims to find a new way of living in order to birth a new earth paradigm, which we love, through an eco-village in Brazil and much, much more. And Don, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for your time.
You too, Matthew. Thanks so much. Looking forward to the next one.
Likewise. Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.